Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Brach ist Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Beishamay Oimim, the Beishamay say. Ba'erev, in the evening, kol Adam, all people, Yatu the Yikru, they should physically lie down on their side. The Yikru, and that's Yishas Shema. The Torah says, B'shachbacha. The B'shami understand that means as you're laying. Now, why on your side? That would not be a kavod, klapei mailo. One is not supposed to lie on his back or on his stomach. But the B'shami said that the pasuk means it literally. When you say Shema at night, you have to be lying down. Uva boiker, and in the morning, yamaydu, you have to dafka stand up. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, uv'shachbacha, and when you lie down, uvkumecha, and when you get up. The night Shema is lying down, and the day Shema is standing. Uvkumecha, when you stand. Now, the B'shamay also hold that B'shachbacha means at night, and uvkumecha means in the morning. But they say, in addition to that, the pasuk is also giving us physical instructions how we have to position ourselves, lying down at night and standing in the morning. The Basila disagree. The Basila say, the pasuk is not talking about your physical position. Kal Ada, every person, Kairi Kedarkai. Say it in a normal way, whether you're standing, whether you're sitting, whether you're lying, whether you're walking, says the Batanur. Im Kain, if that is the case, Lama Nemar of a Shach B'chof Kumecha. Why then does the Torah say when you lie down and when you wake up? Zakta Basila means during this time period. B'shash Ibn Adam Shaykhne. It means you have to say Shema at night, at the time that people lie down. And in the morning, at the time that people get up, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon said, Ani hayisi ba baderech. I myself, Ani hayisi ba baderech, I was traveling on the road, v'hitesi likras k'divei b'shamay, v'hitesi, and I lay down in order to say Shema according to the b'shamay, who hold that you have to physically lay down. And suddenly I was in danger. V'sakanti b'atzmi, and I put myself into danger, v'nei alistim, because of robbers. What does that mean? Did robbers actually come? So it's explained. Rav Tarfon was riding on the animal. When you're on the road, you want to stay on the animal. He got off the animal to lie down on the ground to say Shema. And by doing so, he was putting himself into danger. Now, he knew he was putting himself into danger. And Rav Tarfon said this, like, and you should learn from this. You see, I was willing to put myself into danger to fulfill the words of the Beis Shammai. But the Chachamim were not impressed. Amrulai, the Chachamim said to him, in other words, Baruch Hashem, the Lamaisa, no robbers attacked you. But if it did happen, you would have been deserving of it. You know why? You were over on the opinion of the Basila. The Allah is like the Basila. So why'd you put yourself into danger? To lay down like the Beshamai? But we pass them like the Basila, who say you don't have to lay down for Shema. They meant to say, not chas v'shalom. Like someone who says, oh good, if you would have been punished. Chas v'shalom. It's not what the Chacham were saying. They meant to say that you should know that if something would have happened to you, you would have been responsible for putting yourself into danger because you have no right to do it, and a person is not allowed to put himself into danger for no reason. You could have very well said Shema sitting on the animal. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. The Beshamay say that B'shach B'cha teaches us actually two things. You say Shema at night, and also you should say Shema laying down, laying on your side, because you're not supposed to lay on your stomach or on your back. Uvkumecha teaches us, according to the Beis Shammai, not only do you have to say Shema in the morning, but that also you're supposed to say Shema standing. The Basil say, anyone can say Shema in any physical position, whether it's standing, whether it's laying, whether it's sitting, or even walking. By the way, the Paiskim say that during the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, you're not supposed to walk, you're supposed to stand in one place. Because there you need extra kavanah. If you're standing, you can focus more on what you're saying. They don't mean standing, you could sit also. Adrab, some say you're supposed to sit because you're mechavin more. But you don't have to lay at night and you don't have to stand in the morning. Uveshach b'chof kamecha teaches us just that you say Shema at night and by day, not a physical position. Veshach b'cha teaches us during the time that people sleep, and if kamecha means during the time that people get up in the morning. Reb Tarfon told us a story that he was once traveling, and he stopped, got off his animal to lay down on the floor, even though he was putting himself into sakana, in a dangerous place where there are robbers. You don't want to get off your animal and lay down on the floor. You're in a very vulnerable position then. The Chachamim were not impressed. They said, Kedaya yisolachiv ba'asmacha. Something should have happened to you, chas v'shalom. And had you been killed, you would have been responsible for your own death. You should have said Shema sitting on the animal. There's another pshat. The other pshat is that when Reb Tarfin was laying on the floor saying Shema, according to the Shammai, robbers actually did approach him and they threatened him. Now, Lemaisa, they obviously didn't kill him. So why is Reb Tarfin telling us the story? He's telling us the story to say, you know, I did this and I thought I got into trouble. I wasn't supposed to do it, because if the halacha is like the Beis Hillel, then that's it. I should have said Shema sitting on the animal. It's very interesting. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon, Samach, Gimel, Amud, Beis, it says, Beferish, you're not allowed to engage the Chumrah of the Beis Shammai. If you happen to be sitting or laying, says the Bach, you're not supposed to get up in the morning or lay down at night. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, even if, let's say, you want to get up because you're in the mood of getting up, or let's say at night you want to lay down because you're tired, you still shouldn't do it. It shouldn't look like you're doing it because the halacha is like the Beis Shammai. Whoever the Pais can bring, if you happen to be standing in the morning, you're not mechuyev to bedafka sit down. Or in the evening, if you happen to be laying, you're not mechuyev to bedafka get up. But you shouldn't take on the position of the Beis Shammai. Even if that's not your kavana, it shouldn't look like you're doing it to paskin like the Beis Shammai.